Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, we have Minister Thomas Byrne, Minister of State at the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sports and Media on the line. And thank you very much for joining us, Minister. I know you were called off to a Dáil vote there, and I had introduced what we were going to be talking about, which is the motion of no confidence in the government and the fact that the government won the motion of confidence in itself carried in the House this morning. I don't know if you heard some of the clips that I played. Among them were Louise O'Reilly and Barry Cowan, but we'll get back to those in just a moment. What we had in the debate today was the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar saying that the Labour Party motion today was, and I'll quote, political theatre, performative anger and performance art. And I just wonder, does the government really believe that this is performative anger, both from the opposition and people outside the Dáil? Or do you accept that there is very real anger, both within and outside the Dáil, about this decision?
Well, look, I think governments make decisions and, you know, if we're going to use Dáil time wisely, we might be better off using that time to make legislation along the lines of what we want to do, which is to improve the situation for tenants in terms of their options and what rights that they have, rather than spending time on a motion of no confidence, which quite frankly seemed to me, with all due respect to the Labour Party, and I have to say the Labour Party were criticised all around the House from almost every party in the House, not just from the government, for putting this forward. But the Labour Party seemed to do this simply to get a bit of publicity, to get in the game, rivalry of Sinn Féin, more particularly with the Social Democrats, and that's not really good politics. It's not going to give good outcomes for people. And I think that we need to move on for that. For example, this afternoon we had a really good debate in education. The Labour Party brought a motion critical of the government. They got praise from everybody because that's a good use of time.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you can have your views on the Labour Party and whether why they brought the motion of no confidence or not. But really, at the basis of this is whether or not anyone has confidence in the government to solve the housing crisis or to deal with the situation that we might be facing over the next couple of weeks and months with the eviction ban.
Well, we live in a democracy. We're ruled by our constitution and by the general election, which happens under the constitution. And it is a fact that the Dáil Éireann has confidence in the government, and the Dáil Éireann represents the people of Ireland. It's elected by the people of Ireland. There'll be an election in a couple of years when the people elect another government. But that's simply the fact. And that was always likely to be the case. Yes, there's sometimes cliffhangers. This was not a cliffhanger today. It was won by about 20 votes. And in my view, therefore, the time could have been better spent.
Okay. And part of the reason that it was won so handsomely was because you got the support of quite a number of independents, including members of the regional independents. Matt Shanahan was speaking earlier about the issues relating to a hospital in Waterford and third level institutions there, for example. Were deals done with independents to ensure their votes?
Look, there were no deals done, certainly by me, in relation to sport, I can assure you that. But what I would say is that the independents contributed to the debate last week and put forward ideas, and some of which the government accepted and incorporated. And I will talk to any independent or anyone from any party about in my own area about what ideas that they have. And indeed, some of them have put forward ideas and we're working on them. But that's the way politics and democracy...
But that's the way democracy should work. Well, as an example, some of those ideas that were put forward by independents last week, backbenchers in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael were saying, well, we put forward those ideas over the last couple of months and no one listened to us.
Absolutely. And I don't agree that no one listened to us. I mean, look, we have a situation here where people are complaining about the housing crisis and they're right to complain. It has to be complained about, but it also has to be actioned as well. And the only plan that is there, that is available at the moment, is the Housing for All plan, which the government has put together. And Fianna Fáil and our TDs have been absolutely central to that. There is no other plan on the table. That is the reality.
Yeah,
and if someone puts forward a better plan, let them offer
it. Yeah, before we move on to the housing plan itself, just on the deals with independence, is it the case now going forward the government is going to be relying on making these side deals, parochial deals, parish pump politics
but no.
with independence to try and keep itself afloat?
But there's no need to keep the government afloat. What we wanted was ideas. The government won the vote today by more than 20 votes, which is more than the margin of the independents in the Dáil vote. And some of those independents vote with the government more often than not, for their own reasons as well. I mean, they may support particular policies that are going through. They have to do right by their own constituents. But the government would have won this without the independents if I work at the figures. So no, there's no need for us to do that. What we want to do is press ahead and make sure our housing plan is delivered on.
You said you didn't do any specific deals with independents yourself. Have they come to you with specific specific requests, sports funding or anything like that?
Every TD in Dáil Éireann has come to me with requests for sports funding, and we will try and deal with them as best we can within the money that's available.
But I suppose the question is, would you feel under more pressure now because of the government arithmetic to give sports funding, for example, to some of those independents who might be in a position to say, well, if you don't, there goes my vote?
No.
Do you see the problem then, Thomas,
because
if that situation
arises? Because it won't arise. The last time we had a situation where the sports capital funding was announced, every constituency in the country saw significant financial allocations to sports clubs in their areas across a wide range of sports, not just the usual ones. 150 million euro in capital funding was provided. That wasn't for any
specific constituencies. So you don't think it will arise? You won't find yourself sort of backed into a corner by any of the independents?
No.
All right.
No.
I want to go back to the issue of real anger versus performative anger. And Louise O'Reilly from Sinn Féin sounded genuinely angry to me when she was talking in the Dáil about a widow with children who are going to find themselves without anywhere to go. They're living in Minister Dara O'Brien's constituency, Minister Joe O'Brien's constituency, and she was asking the question, where will they go? And that is a question that has been asked of the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, the very many other ministers over the last couple of weeks. I don't know, does anyone have an answer in government yet to that question?
Well, there's been a number of proposals put forward. I mean, first of all, they should get advice, and everybody has said that. And if anyone came to my constituency clinic, I would send them to get appropriate legal advice and non-political advice. But the government has put forward plans. For example, the tenant in situ scheme, which if they qualify for social housing, that's something that we want to see pushed on. You heard Deputy Cowan and others say
that. And if
they
don't?
There's other schemes there as well in terms of if they're able to purchase the house, which quite frankly a lot of tenants do
and
want
if they
to do
can't,
that.
A lot of people you will accept not in position to purchase a house.
They're not. But actually one of the things that we really want to have for people is the right to own their own home. So that is something that a lot of tenants will want.
If they're not in the social housing list and they can't purchase a home.
Well, here's another thing. If they're not in the social housing list, then there's the option of the cost rental option, which gives a lower cost rental to people who don't qualify for social housing. They're three things. Now, that's apart
and how many
from,
cost rentals do you think are available in Minister Dara O'Brien's constituency today?
I don't have the figures on that, but what I'm saying is we never ever had cost rental before this government came into power. We have started cost rental, and I know there have been cost
it's
rentals.
It's in the tens,
in his,
isn't it? It's tens or twenties, hundreds maybe across the country?
There's big plans, including plans that Sinn Féin objected to in Dara O'Brien's constituency, where there would be cost rental there. There was none whatsoever before this government came into power, and the idea that we can just switch it on immediately, but we have switched it on.
Of course, that's the problem, though, isn't it, Minister? That it can't be switched on immediately. So, meanwhile, you have, if we keep this example of this widow with children in the minister's constituency, if she can't purchase a home, she's not on the social housing list, and she can't avail the tenant in situ scheme, and she can't get cost rental because it's just not available.
Well, sorry, her own house could be put in for cost rental as well. So it's not just dependent. I mean, obviously it's preferable to have a lot more, and we want more cost rental, but her own house that she's renting in at the moment, if she doesn't qualify for social housing, could be done on a cost rental basis as well. And we've asked local authorities to do that on an administrative basis from the 1st of April.
Okay, well, I suppose we'll check in and see.
That was never there before, Sarah. So these are real actions that
we're
taking to help people.
I know there are actions. The problem is it's the scale and the, I suppose, the efficiency of it being rolled out across the country. And depending on what county council you're in, I think you will accept leaves an awful lot to be desired.
Well, we have a situation here that, you know, people were telling us a year ago, a year and a half ago, that we'd never reach our targets. We've exceeded the targets. We want to actually increase those targets because we recognise that they need to be increased. But people weren't giving us any credit whatsoever that we'd even hit the targets, and yet they were exceeded. So we're determined
to do even
more.
And yet it looks like you're not going to hit the targets this year. ESRI suggesting that you're going to build 27,000 houses this year when the target is what, 33?
Well, let's see what happens. But we got this last year as well, and it didn't turn out quite like that. So let's just see what happens by the end of the year rather than making predictions, which
in the past have turned out. Well, commencements are down as well. I mean, it's pretty easy to see how we are going to be behind target this year. I mean, I think the Taoiseach has already alluded to that.
Look, the figures, and I just have them here in front of me, the exact figures. I mean, the number of commencement notices for January and February this year are basically in line. There's actually slightly more. Sorry, there's 4,105 commencement notices in January and February this year versus 4,188 last year. It's a slight decrease, yes, on last year. And what we're working to do is to make sure that how can we make sure that this plan keeps going? This plan has gone well so far. It absolutely needs to deliver more. Mm. But the way you do that is how do we change the methods of construction as well to make sure things can happen much more quickly.
When are we going to see more? Because
we have seen more.
No,
we've
I mean,
seen
when
more
are we going to see higher
housing?
No, sorry, excuse excuse me, the question is, when are we going to see more houses, more targets on the houses being built? Because even if it is 33,000, even if you do hit the target, the SRI say you won't, even if you do, of 33,000, the Taoiseach has told his own parliamentary party just this month that we need to be building at least 40,000. When are we going to see new realistic targets that are in line with what the country actually needs?
They are due for publication by mid this year. They've been worked on by the department. That's going to happen mid this year. And that's very, very important. But the reality is, Sarah, we are building more We're building more homes since 2008. There are more first-time buyers building homes since then. Okay. There's more social housing being built than at any time in our generations or even before it. We're building more social housing almost than any time in the history of the state.
I just want to ask
there's
briefly,
massive
Minister,
urgency about this.
Before I let you go, Barry Cowan's comments, I don't know if you heard them, but he said it would be like giving free sweets to children. That's what apparently the eviction ban was like, that it's good for them in the short term, but you can't keep it going. What do you think of that? A lot of anger being expressed, particularly in social media, at the way he phrased that. Do you think you should take it back? Apologise?
Well, I didn't hear what Barry said, but what I did hear what he said in the Dáil debate, because I was sitting beside him, I didn't hear that bit, I have to be honest with you, and it's the first I've heard of this now. But what he did say was that his tenant in situ scheme needs to be worked on much harder, and I absolutely agreed with him on that, but now I didn't hear the rest of it, and I need to hear the context.
He said extending the eviction ban would be like making sweets free for children. It's fine for a little while, but ultimately detrimental to the greater need. Is that not insulting to every single person who's looking to get kicked out in the street?
People misspeak all the time. Perhaps that's what he what he did there. But the truth is, if you actually looked at the substance of what he was saying subsequent to that, which I absolutely heard, it was talking about getting these schemes in place for tenants as quickly as possible. And he actually called on all TDs and
Should he take it back? Should he apologise?
I need to hear what he said. I don't think it's fair.
I think we have the clip. Can we play the clip again so the Minister can hear what Barry Cowan said? Is that possible?
Keeping or extending the ban isn't necessarily going to solve this crisis into the future. It's like making sweets free for children. It's fine for a little while, but ultimately detrimental to the greater need.
Somehow that passed me by when I was in the chamber because I was there. I think that is, I mean, look, it's misspoken. I would say that's the height of it.
He was reading from a script from what I could see.
Well, I can't say that. I'm not sure that you can say that either, unless you actually
should
saw
he apologise and take it back?
Look, I mean, if he misspoke, he can speak for himself on that. I think Barry's well able to do that. But I think in terms of what he said, I think it was very clear. He wants these schemes to be put in place, as do I, as does the entire of the government. Right. That's my absolute priority.
Minister Thomas Byrne, thank you very much for joining us.